current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Sniper Tourism. It's been 30 years since the Bosnian War, and when the world thought it knew all the horrific acts that had occurred during that genocide, an Italian journalist has uncovered another cruel way people were annihilated during that war. It happened in the city of Sarajevo, which is a city surrounded by mountains. Within these mountains was a tourist hotspot. These very wealthy civilians would come from Italy and allegedly from the US, UK, France, and even Canada to participate in what was called a sniper safari. These tourists would pay to participate, paying up to $100,000 to shoot at civilians living within Sarajevo. The prices varied according to the quote-unquote kill they desired. Children listed as the most expensive, then men. Women and the elderly were for free. The most dangerous area within Sarajevo was the quote-unquote sniper alley, which was one of the main roads that led to the airport, with many people needed to cross it daily. These people who went to those mountains and paid money to shed the blood of innocent Muslims went back to their lives after their expedition was over. They went back to their families, jobs, and continued their daily tasks as if they had done some normal hunting days prior. They consider the blood of our brothers and sisters as cheap, paying money to shed it for mere entertainment, turning murder into a sport, placing a price tag on the souls they target. These innocent lives that were lost had no shield to protect them, no one to defend them. It is the absence of the Khilafah, Caliphate, that allowed these repulsive individuals to express their malicious desires. To add to the humiliation, they called the whole quote-unquote project a quote-unquote sniper safari. Safari meaning an expedition to hunt or observe wild animals. They placed the value of our brothers and sisters as those of animals. To them, it was meaningless. No accountability for killing innocent life, knowing they will commit this grotesque act with no justice to follow. These acts are not the first of its time. This time we hear about civilians having it in them to travel and pay money to kill innocent lives. Yet these stories are not rare. They are committed by gangs, mercenaries, and militaries since the fall of our Khilafah until this very day. This is a story that was discovered recently. What about the ones that remain in the shadows? What about all the death and torture against those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah? The humiliation and injustice our ummah has faced and is currently facing will not come to an end until the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, is established. Only then will our ummah be defended and have the shield we so desperately need. Only then will those who commit injustice start to hide in the shadows, afraid of the caliph to find them and hold them to account. Then anyone who tries to commit any act knows that an army will be met with an act. Justice will be established in the land, and oppression and brutality will be abolished. Jazakumullahu khairun for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.